ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord, so let me just remind you, today is the 1st of December. Let me remind you something that is crucial in our faith walk. Something that is crucial. And you know, the reason why I want to remind us, Christmas is coming. Generally, the heart of people, there is anxiety. Christmas clothing, Christmas food, Christmas this, Christmas that. And it's so unfortunate. Anxiety in the heart, it causes problems for people. I heard over the news this, was it on Thursday or Friday, about an 8 or 9 year old child in Nigeria here who committed suicide. And I'm wondering what exactly can be going through the mind of a 9 year old. To the point of committing, because it was a subject. The Uber driver that I used, so the radio was on and it was being discussed on the radio. And so I'm asking myself, what exactly is going on? So anxiety, and I realized that I have a message on depression, but I'm not preaching it today. Anxiety in the heart causes depression. But he said, a good word, I will get there, a good word will make it glad. So it's the word of God that is the antidote for every form of anxiety, every form of depression. And this morning, I just want to encourage, I want to push, I want to prod you. I titled this Intentional Thanks. I don't know if that is the right English word, but please make thanksgiving a deliberate thing, an intentional thing. Make it a lifestyle. Psalm 65, it's a long reading, and I like to read. Psalm 65, verses 1 to 13, where we read. And when it comes to the subject of thanksgiving, I know that in the scripture, the person who has given us a good template is David. And David had stories attached to his life. So he says, praise is awaiting you. Praise is awaiting you. So we must learn that God awaits our praise. He wants us to praise him. He said, oh God, in Zion. Zion today is you and I, who are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the church. He said, unto you the vow shall be performed. He said, oh you, that is the voice of thanksgiving from the heart of David. He said, oh you who hear prayer, to you all flesh we come. Iniquities prevail against me, which is a pressure, a type of the pressure of the world. As for our transgression, but you provide atonement for them. And that's the implication of what Job was saying in another place. He said, when men say there is casting down, he said, the testimony on your own lips is that there is lifting up. Lifting up. He said, blessed is the man you choose. He has chosen us by his blood. And we cause to approach you. He said that he may dwell in your courts. He said we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house and of your holy temple. And if we dwell in his court, the responses will be, by awesome deeds in righteousness, you will answer us. I love the poster of our sister who gave the testimony. But as they are dedicating their child this morning. But he says, he had a conversation. And that was what I learned in school yesterday. That there is one part of our Christian faith that we don't work on. And that is speaking what God has said concerning us. We need to learn to speak the word of God over every situation of our lives. You speak the word, for example, if you have symptoms of sickness in your body. You may be following through the medical procedure, but you are speaking the word of God to your body to adjust. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is God's habitation. God, the living God, and sickness can't dwell in this same temple together. Light cannot dwell with darkness. There must be a clear separation. I mean, if God in his infinite mercy, man in his wisdom, can make items, electronics, everything that you see, and the parts can be replaced, how much more, like David said, the one who put the reins of our bodies together, the details of our bodies. So you must learn speaking the word of God. The situation may be very overwhelming, but learning to speak the word is like conversation. And I love what she said. He said, it comes. And that's where the spiritual warfare is in our mind. The devil says, you always ask for mercy. What else can a believer ask for, if not the mercy of God? Because the Bible says, vain is the help of man. So you can't ask for help from men. It says, mercy. And I love what she said. Because that's spiritual warfare. He said, the devil said, okay, this. He said, what's your own? Ask for your own now. I mean, if I can ask for mercy from God, you too ask for something now. And you know that he's a liar. And the Bible says in John 8:44, in the NIV, he said his native language is lies. So, but he says, blessed. The word blessed here means to be spiritually empowered to make progress. It doesn't matter the situation. So he said, blessed is the man you choose and you cause to approach you. That's what Hebrews was saying. We come boldly that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. By awesome deeds and righteousness, you will answer us. O God of our salvation. I said, you who have the confidence of all the hands of the earth and of the far off seas. Let's read. Who established the mountain. That's just talking about his awesomeness, his sovereignty. He established the mountains by his strength. He's clothed with power. He's the one who stilled the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the torment of the people. He said, they also who dwell in the farthest part are afraid of your signs. He said, you made the outgoings of the morning and the evening rejoice. You visit their heart. I love that. I love that. When we yield ourselves, we make room for God. God visits. And when God visits, he waters. So when God visits, if you are experiencing dryness, it makes things around you become peaceful. If you are experiencing storm, when God visits, it makes it peace. If you are experiencing trial, when God visits, he turns it into a triumph. If there are any disappointment, any setback, when God visits, he changes the narrative. He changes the story. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. 4 days stinks. I'm not sure whether they embalmed him. But stinks, because that was the sister's response. If you had been here, this would have been prevented. 4 days, bad. But what was Jesus' response? He said, if you will believe. And that's why we are believers, the people who believe. If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. In one place, I love that man. I love the Bible. I love the sincerity because they are like the things that happen to us today. In another place, someone brought his son to Jesus. And Jesus made similar statement. Because the faith, your own faith, my own faith, is needed for us to experience God and the fullness of his power and of his glory.
That man says, Lord, I believe. But in that same sentence, he says, but now help my unbelief. So sometimes doubt may come. But when God visits, he visits our lives, he visits your family, he visits your career, he visits your career path, he waters it, and he enriches it. Why? The river of God is full of water. And he said, God provide that grain so you have prepared it. He said, God waters his ridges abundantly. He settles his furrows. He makes it soft with showers. And he blesses the growth. If you are so used to agriculture, you understand all those use of words. But where I'm going this morning is, you crown the year. You crown the year, no matter how bad it is. Maybe rainy season, dry season, the farmer is expecting a harvest, and things look like it's not going to work. There is an expectation, the picture of harvest in the heart of the farmer. Because God, he knows that when there is rain, whether there is snow, is not consistent, whether there is heat and it's not consistent, he knows that at the end of the road, God will crown that harvest year with his goodness. And your paths will drip with abundance. Someone means a good place to say amen this morning. There is nothing to say amen to but the word of God. Said to drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are also clothed with flocks. The valley also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. So, thanksgiving is both an act, an art, A-C-T, and A-R-T. Thanksgiving, whenever you express it, it's both an act and an art. The act, A-C-T, of giving thanks is a disposition of gratitude from our hearts. It's a disposition. The same thing that you and I will look at, that someone else will probably complain about, we give thanks from a gratitude heart, knowing that when God steps in, he can change the experience. I mean, there was a time Jesus entered into the place after preaching for about 3 days. The distance between that place and the city was, long. In those days, they don't have transportation system. So they were caught in what looks like a dilemma. And they said, we've been doing this for 3 days. And of course, if you have read, and you know the ministry of Jesus very well, there are things that he does. He will preach, he will teach, he will heal, and then he will feed. So they said, if we release these people at this point, if we close, shut down this crusade at this point and release these people, we have a dilemma. Some people may faint before they get into town. And Jesus, who wanted to demonstrate his divinity in that instant, he's like teasing them. So, give them something to eat. And of course, you know the natural response. One of them said, even if you gather all the salaries of the people here to buy food, it will not be enough. But in the middle of that situation, one of them just switched. He said, come to think of it. As I was passing by, I saw one woman feeding her son. And they have, maybe because when I peeped, I wish they want to throw it so that I wanted to collect it. But I realized that it's just a pieces of bread and then pieces of bread and then bites of fish or fishes. And Jesus said, yeah, let me show you a principle. Can you ask the woman to help us by just submitting? And they gave Jesus. And the Bible recorded because he stepped into it. He visited it. And when he visited, it leads to expansion. It leads to increase. So Jesus did what? He gave thanks. He gave thanks. I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know what you have believed for this year. Maybe a baby. Maybe a new job. Maybe a new house. Maybe a husband. Maybe a wife. Maybe You want growth in your spiritual world, but it's as all through this year, your legs were just wobbling with your faith. Hey, why not just reflect, relax, and give thanks today intentionally? Because when you give thanks, which is an act, is a disposition of your heart. And then it is an art when you express that disposition. And usually that art, A-R-T, it comes with things like lifting up of your hands. It comes with things like jiggling. It comes with things like dancing. It comes with things like prostrating. It comes with things like, whether you want bowing down. That is the art of our thanksgiving. So, thanksgiving is a heartfelt expression of our grateful acknowledgement of God's divine favor or favors and benefits to us in our lives. I repeat again, too much grammar. Thanksgiving is a heartfelt expression of our gratefulness or grateful acknowledgement of God's divine favors and benefits in our lives. Thanksgiving will involve, and that's what we do when we give testimony, will involve public acknowledgement of every divine kindness towards us as God's creation. Public acknowledgement. Public acknowledgement. Sometimes, I had it over this week again because I've always believed that sometimes too much knowledge that we all have causes problem for us. But I've shared this testimony, how if you go out of the city, if you have grandmothers, great-grandmothers who are still alive, see, they have this attitude. When you say, Mama, I want to share good news with you, she has not had the good news. If you have grandmother like some of us have, they will dance for about 2 or 3 minutes. They have danced. You know, I said, let me share the news. They said, no. Kinima dupe. Kinima fin yo. I ni ye lore jesu. Kinima. And they hold their rapper. In other words, what I've just said, I can't quantify your goodness towards me. Let me just show this public acknowledgement of your grace and of your goodness towards me. So thanksgiving is a heartfelt disposition. In Psalm 92 verses 1 to 4, Psalm 92 verses 1 to 4, the Bible or David gives us an insight. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks. The word Lord there means master, Adonai, the one who has everything in his control. He said, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. When? He said, to declare your loving kindness in the morning. And then when you go through the day, and then you come back, you want to say thank you to him and your faithfulness every night. And then whether you can play instrument, slot in something to help to remind you of his loving kindness. He said, on an instrument of 10 string on the lute and on the harp with what? Harmonious sound. Why? For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work, and I will triumph in the works of your hands. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. You know, there are many things we all take for granted. Someone just shared this experience with me. He said, you don't know how thankful you should be until you can't breathe very well. And you have to be assisted with an oxygen. He said, at that point, nobody think about money. Nobody think about unmet goal. All you are just saying, let me just be able to breathe. Someone also share experience. We don't have to wait till all that time for us to know that it is good to give thanks. Someone also shares an experience with me. He said, if you have been around those who are going, who are passing into eternity. He said, nobody talks about their car. Nobody talks about projects, unfinished projects. Nobody gives an instruction. So go and complete that house. Nobody. All that people are concerned, how are you doing? How is your relationship with this person? Make sure that there is no fight. In fact, that's for those of us who can read between lines very well. That's, in fact, people we ask, why are you talking like this? Because at that time, all these funny things that we do all run after, unmet goal, unavailable contract, it plays into a very insignificant. Or you see someone in pain, all that they are talking about is how to get well. How to get well. It is a good thing to give thanks to our God. You know, today is 1st of December. Like I said, what are your expectations for 2019? Maybe I don't know. But I'd like to tell you something today. Faith does not have any reverse gear. So you can't go back. You can't go back. It's good for you to take stock so that you can prepare yourself for next year. But hey, my brothers, my sisters, faith, our faith, does not have a reverse gear. We're not going to look back. He said one thing, that's what Paul says, one thing that I do, one thing, there's just only one thing. He said forgetting those things which are past. We can't have January 2019 anymore. It's gone into eternity. We can only have January 2020, and then we can progress. Because the Bible says, Solomon wrote Proverbs 4:18, he said, the path of the just man is like a shining light, and it shines more and more. So our faith walk, we do not walk backward. We do not give up. We do not give in. We do not cave in. We do not falter in unbelief. Unless that faith walk is not rooted in God's word, with his goodness and with his promises, which are yes and amen for all. So our faith holds on. Our faith is never tiring in the face of every contrary evidence. I mentioned to you earlier on the story of Lazarus. And you know the words of Jesus is that if you can just believe. Someone may be asking this morning, how do I believe? How? The answer is very simple, by giving thanks. Maintaining a heart of gratitude. Maintaining a heart of gratitude. Why? You see, the one who promised, he never lies. He never goes back on his promises.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,